Well, everybody, joyous tidings from Moscow this Sunday evening. Bit surprised they're doing it on a Sunday, that Putin has sacked Sergei Shoigu, who's been the defense minister for about 10 years now. So replacing him with Belousov, who's the first deputy prime minister. There are several deputy prime ministers. So but obviously first is the most important one, and he had special responsibility to Shoigu. Admittedly, he's not been cast out of the outer darkness. He's been giving a fairly important job as secretary of the National Security Council. Anyway, because obviously Shoigu is underperforming. This is the war supposed to be over in 2 days. We've been going on for over 800 days. Now, Putin runs a very tight ship, but he also likes a steady ship. He doesn't replace people too often. And put it this way, in terms of prime ministers, he's had only five in over 20 years. And defense ministers, you know, even fewer than that. So Shoigu was someone who didn't overshadow him. The people used to speak about him as a possible future president. He's only a few years younger than Putin. Is it 7 years younger than Putin? He's half ethnically Tuvan, which is one of the several reasons why he wasn't going to get the top job. He was never in the military for a single day, like Putin himself. Another advantage in Putin's eyes, someone who's got not that much credibility, a polycratic regime like the Third Reich. Nobody could gang up on him, keeping power divided, several competing branches of the armed forces, you know, the Russia Guard, which is like a quasi-army as well. Because they're not going forward fast enough. They claim to have gained four villages, but they need to make serious progress now because Ukrainian resistance will stiffen as the defenses are being built, as they're getting more munitions and so on. They can gain ground in the height of summer. It'll be a cost of even higher casualties because the Ukrainians will have ample munitions. So that might run out next year, and there's that to worry about. But anyway, they've got to keep the fight going. Plus, there's been a major corruption scandal in the defense ministry, with one of the deputy defense ministers being sacked, arrested, charged with taking several million dollars in bribes. Now, everybody in Putin's Camarilla's got their fingers in the till. So why was this guy charged with it? But they got a conviction rate of over 99%. I guess, was it just too large scale? And was it affecting performance if it was, you know, winter tires, it was fuel that was being stolen, stuff like that? So obviously Putin's obviously a massive scale thief and bribe taker himself, but he doesn't like it in his underlings if it gets in the way of getting the job done. And that's often a sign in Russia that someone's going to fall when his subordinates, some of his acolytes, when they're removed. But as I say, it's not that bad for Shoigu. He's been demoted. He's not being kicked out completely. So Belousov is coming in right now, Andrei Belousov. So he served as first deputy prime minister for several years with special responsibility for the economy. So he's 65 years old, just slightly younger than Sergei Shoigu. And Belousov, again, has no military experience whatsoever, but he's been fairly effective in blunting the impact of sanctions. Russia's been quite astute in evading these. They're getting the things they need, microprocessors, microchips through third countries, even their American or Japanese manufactured, buying them via Japan, the UAE, Kazakhstan, Turkey, Georgia, anywhere that they need for their warplanes or whatever else it is, missiles, the dark fleet of ships to export oil. So he's obviously capable and efficient, and Putin likes that, and also blindly loyal. He loves them for efficiency. So you don't demote someone if they're doing well. Nikolai Patrushev was the secretary of the security committee, and he's been removed. And it said he's going to get another job. It pointed doesn't say which job it's going to be. By the way, all this is subject to approbation from the State Duma, as in the lower chamber of parliament. Well, that's a foregone conclusion. For instance, Mikhail Mishustin, who was just had to be removed as prime minister when Putin was reinaugurated as president, got his job back the next day, as I forecast. And they put that to the vote in the State Duma. 85% voted in favor. Not a single one voted against. The rest abstained. So, we know, you can bet the bank on it, that Putin's move is going to be approved by the State Duma. It really is a rubber stamp. So Shoigu is not doing well enough. They're moving forward enough. It's not very much. A good thing that Patrushev has gone, because he really is deranged. I believe it a bit in physiognomy. Look at him, and the guy is sort of swivel-eyed. You wouldn't want his figure on the nuclear trigger. He would make Putin seem moderate by comparison. But Belousov is capable. Right. Oh, thank you so much. You think I should have a better background, but you know, I'm substance over style. Anyway, so Belousov has got to prove better than Shoigu, which is obviously taking more ground. So might want to press people even harder to do so, but that just means even higher casualties. Now, the inner workings of the defense ministry, I'm not sure how this can be more effective. What do they need more of? I suppose they need more sophisticated weaponry, but they'd need to change their doctrine quite a lot, just allow greater initiative lower down the ranks. And apparently they have actually loosened the constraints a little bit in this war because they were so rigid. You couldn't do anything, even the most blatant thing, without orders from higher up the chain of command, which is why it's so important to surprise them. And even they can see, okay, this is happening, and they had to ask for permission from much higher up the chain of command to whatever, retreat. And that order either did never came or it came several hours later. It was already too late. So there's possibly changing that. Better training. So they'll be rushed through basic training and just thrown into the meat grinder. They're drafting 40,000 troops a month. So they're not finding that too difficult to get enough people. And as I say, logistics has improved. So I'm not sure what else they would need to do this unless they're going to get a more modern generation of weapons. Well, manufacture themselves. They just don't have the know-how. Or buy them from elsewhere. I mean, up until now, they were just relying on brawn rather than brains, just sheer numbers. The weight of metal will eventually tell. And I suppose their strategy was just to keep this going, attritional warfare, partly to wear down the Ukrainians and maybe get a breakthrough eventually, but otherwise to demoralize Ukraine's allies. It's just not worth paying for this war. Ukrainians are getting killed in huge numbers and they're losing. And so let's just cut our losses. We're throwing away good after bad. We're just leveling the killing fields and say no more weaponry, no more finance, and you're just going to have to negotiate. So if Putin could divide or enfeeble the coalition of the willing, and obviously he had limited success in doing that. So what was I going to say? The Ukrainians obviously want to stay in the fight, partly because they want to save their homeland, but also to prove to their backers that it is worth investing in them. That, you know, Poland, you don't need to kill all your weapons because what if Russia invades us? Russia's never going to invade you unless they get through Ukraine first. So give us the weapons and we'll do the fighting for you, and so that you won't have to, that they'll never get to you. I mean, what Putin could do, what I might have done with that if I was him, morality aside, stop this war here, conquer Georgia, an easy target, okay, which doesn't border any countries that are going to give him any armaments, or indeed Kazakhstan or something like that. So, yeah, I don't see any major changes. I mean, Putin has been willing to sack people before, like Surovikin. And I don't think Belousov is going to bring bad news to the boss. They say that's not the way to keep your job, far less get promoted. Anyway, so it's kind of good news because it's a tacit admission of failure. And perhaps it's someone who's an ultra hawk, Patrushev, has been demoted because he's a guy who suggested, you know, first nuclear strikes in the Western countries, things like that. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Okay, goodbye, Cindy Rhodes Art. Toodaloo, everyone.